Okay, yeah. So happy Merry Christmas Eve or whatever. I think today's Christmas Eve. Yeah, Merry Christmas Eve. Yeah. So I want to do this video about the realities of getting female attention. See, I'm at the point in life now, man, like I'm just so bored with it because I studied it so hard. And it's really not, it's like I said in another video, like it's really not difficult to do. If anything, it just ends up more, it ends up more of a nuisance to deal with. This is why I pretty much just resorted to either exclusively buying hookers or getting women who are like a distance away from me, from where I live, so I don't have to deal with them every day. Because like if you're living in an area where like all of you all are just close around, dealing with women, it really becomes a huge nuisance. And from my perspective, it's really just not worth it. Because all I really want from a lot of them is sex. I don't care to talk to them. I really don't care to take them to movies. I don't care to really interact with them. With I'd say at least 9 out of 10 of them for anything more than strictly using their bodies, and then I'm done. I don't want to look at them anymore after I get done using their bodies. Most of them. It's not that because they're ugly or anything. It's just that I just don't want to deal with that extra responsibility in my life. But I want to talk about the realities of getting into any dating market. Okay, because I'm in Prague now. I'm originally from Ohio. So I had to learn like more core basic ways, the more cores of what women want. Like, and it's just like the cores are the same no matter where you go on the planet. No matter where you go, it's the same thing. Okay. Women love value and men value love. So there's different things that there are a handful of different things that are considered valuable to a woman and that will get her, at least put you on her radar at minimum. Usually it's going to be, you know, the usual, you know, handful of things, you know, money, status, sometimes intelligence that depending on the girl, the intelligence can do it. Or like, you know, physical protective abilities, like you're a big, strong guy, blah, blah, blah. That'll also put, at least at minimum, put you on her radar. That she may not be like crazy about you, but you are in her radar of guys that are like possibilities, you see, from the start, before she even talked to you and got to know you. But the number one, I'd say, honestly, man, like on an international level, the number one easiest way is usually the longest way. It's the longest buildup. But once you get there, like you're going to be so like just drowning in women that it's going to become a nuisance. It becomes more of a problem than it is a benefit. And once you grow out of that whole like younger mentality, guys, like, yeah, I just want all the girls in the world, blah, blah. Like when you grow out of that and you see like the actual reality of dealing with these women like day in and day out, it really becomes a nuisance. It truly becomes a nuisance. And this is why I flipped to just exclusively either going to brothels or keeping women who live an hour away from me. And then when they come to town, they spend, that's actually going to happen this weekend. I got two girls coming now. I was with them actually a week ago and did the whole threesome thing, man. That's another story. I should do a movie on that, a video on that, of the threesome thing. Like threesomes, man, like once you have enough of them, like they are not, I personally don't like threesomes, but I always end up with girl. I always end up with two women. I had two other ones here, but they flew back. They left. But man, like I always end up with two women at a time and I don't like it. And I should do a video about that because long story short, like one of them's always going to get mad and complaining. And it always just turns into this horrible ending situation for me. But no, the original topic, I had a sneeze. The original topic, the first one is always the hardest. So it's like, when you want to date a woman anywhere on the planet, women love value. And the number one thing that's going to make you valuable when you walk, at least I say higher than pretty much all the others, is you walk into the room with an attractive girl who's with you. Because like I said before, women are constantly ranking, like every woman on the planet. I don't care what she says, what she tries to pretend.
Well, I don't think like that.
It's BS. Okay, every woman on the planet is constantly gauging the level of attractiveness of the woman, what she's getting, and what type of men are going around her, and what that man's doing. All the time. It never, like, it's so hardwired in their DNA that I don't think they fully realize that they do it to this extent, but it's what they do. So I'm sure you guys have probably noticed it. Let's say you didn't have a girlfriend for, you know, 6 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years, whatever. And you were it was like grinding teeth to try to get any woman to pay you attention, you see. Because at the time, like, you weren't being seen or being known to have a woman in there or anything. Like you were never known or seen to be with a woman. And see, the worst thing as far as dating goes on the planet is to be a solo man. Because see, what that tells the woman is, oh, if no other woman's messing with him, then he must not be of any value. So I'm not interested if he's not of any value. That's usually that is generally the overall viewpoint of woman of dealing with the men. See, that's why a lot of times, like when men leave their wives and stuff like that, in a lot of cases, it's with their wives' friend. In a lot of cases, but like I said, see, that man becomes valuable. Like if you're married or you're known to have a long-term girlfriend, see. Other girls, you will immediately be on that on all her girlfriends' radar, because see, you are now valuable. There's a reason why Sarah's talking to you. You said, because Sarah, there has to be a reason why. So you must be valuable in some regard. So now, like you are now on the radar for women. Like I said, the first one is the hardest one, because. Okay, matter of fact, with these girls, the girls that I have threesomes with is coming down. How I got on their radar, like it was that same thing. I got in. Okay, I met these girls. Well, I met the first girl literally within the same like maybe 2 weeks that I met my wife at when I first came to Prague. I met her at the U.S. Embassy. Because she had been married to an American guy, but they was like going through a divorce. She had to go to the U.S. Embassy, and I met her at the U.S. Embassy. And we messed around a few times. And but like I said, kept her distant, never really kept her around. So that's going to keep her, like, in the overall scheme of things, keeping them distant is going to keep them around much longer. So she ends up like walking up her friends to me. It's like, hey, my friend likes you, blah, blah, blah. She has sex with you, blah, blah. It's like women, like, see, women, all everything about a woman is to run in a pack. Okay. You very rarely find women who have no pack. Like, even like old, used up women like Nicole Scherzinger, who still look good, but they're just old, so they can't keep a man. She has a pack of other old women who can't keep men. I guarantee you, her pack is not made up of old married women who can keep men. Her pack is made up of other women like her. You see what I'm saying? And this is how women are. They run with like attracts like with women, which is an important thing. If you're talking to a woman and you're looking at her to be a wife, look at what her friends are doing. You see, and that's going to be a really great representation of her. It's just how it works. But yeah, once you get that first woman or have it known that like you know, people know you've got a girlfriend for 6 years or something like that, once it's known that you can do that, like, that raises your value to women, and it's going to make life much easier. Like, they will approach you completely differently once they know. Like, for instance, I remember, like, I never used to wear my wedding ring because it just didn't fit right. And I had weird, like, you probably can't see it from a video, but my finger, like, up, like, in the method of, like, you know, putting on jewelry, like, my fingers just aren't built for rings, man. I got skinny fingers. It's just, so I really wore my ring. And my wife at the time, she knew it. It wasn't like I was, like, trying to cheat on her or anything like that. I just didn't wear it. So a few times I would wear it to work. And I remember, like, I remember one time specifically, man, like this girl, she was a beautiful girl. She ended up being a single mother, so that's why I never ever talked to her though. But she's beautiful, like Indian something type, Pakistani, Indian type of girl. But the girl was like, she was one of those Mia Khalifa types, but like she legit looked good all the time. Like Mia Khalifa, in my opinion, Mia Khalifa looks weird until she's like dresses up right. Then she's like a goddess. But she doesn't, if Mia Khalifa, like if Mia Khalifa doesn't dress up right, then she's like, she's a six to me. Like she's nothing special. No, when she like puts on the glasses and puts on like some tight pants and heels, I see her in a few pictures like that. Well, she could turn into a complete goddess. But back to the original topic, the girl at work, she looked better than Mia Khalifa. And when I never wore my wedding ring, and I really didn't talk about being married at all, right? But okay, really didn't talk about being married at all or anything like that. That girl would not look at, she wouldn't waste the energy to turn her eyeballs to look at me, right? And I remember when I started wearing my wedding ring to work, I mean, she was approaching me on a whole different level. Complete. It was like it wasn't even the same woman. It was like, hi, well, how are you? I'm not getting back to it back. Like, you know how women do when they, you know, when they want something, when they give you that covered love. Hi. Like, it was, I mean, complete. It was a complete 180 from how she had ever, like, how she ever even existed around me. I think I wore the red ring like 2 days at work. And it probably got around that, like, oh, yeah, he's married. You ain't know that? Because I never wore a red ring. I started wearing a red ring like that, and it probably got around. And literally, I'm telling you, if you want to try it, hey, try it out. I'll tell you what, try it out for yourself. Go and buy some, like, little cheap ring that looks like it can, you know, no jewelry and anything in it. Just buy like a band. You could probably spend, I say, you probably find one for $30 in a pawn shop or something like that. Just go buy it, right? Put it on the marriage finger and just start walking around. Try it. Try it yourself. And I guarantee you, within 2 weeks, you'll be like, yeah, that dude was right. These women are like these were like, they are like, they are giving me looks that they never gave me before. I promise you. Try it. Try it for you. Don't even got to be seen with a woman. Just see. I was now thinking back on what I was saying. I would say it's probably not even now. Walking with a woman can help, but I think even deeper, what would help is just having the ring, because the ring is going to tell the woman that somebody sees value in him and put a ring on that. You see what I'm saying? I mean, walking in with a girl could help too, but I think, like I said, deeper. I think it's that because thinking about it, I think it would be better to just. I'd say experiment with that. Buy a $30 ring because see, with a ring you can always have a ring. But like, if you walk, like let's say if you get like a simple temporary girlfriend and y'all don't see, like if y'all don't work out and you start being seen with like one woman 1 month and like another woman, like, you know, 2 months. See, that might show like, okay, like maybe he might not be like, you know, he's not stable. You see what I'm saying? So that might take you down. But I tell you what, the better the situation scenario, I would say, yeah, just buy you a $30 ring that, you know, it doesn't like complete piece of junk. You know, it doesn't have to have jewelry in or anything like that. But just, you know, it's just a band. Put it around that wedding ring and just walk around. Just kick it. Just forget you even have it on. Just go, you know, go get you some Starbucks or something, and make sure you hold the cup so the ring can be seen. And bitches, I guarantee you, I promise you, you are going to notice women looking at you completely different and approaching you, talking to you, welcoming you in restaurants completely on a complete different level. I guarantee you. I almost want to place a bet with people that they will notice that immediately. But yeah, but once you get in as like being deemed valuable by somebody else, see, that's when women will start to come. Just like, I mean, you get a good job or anything, pretty much anything that's going to put your value up in the world, like women will soon follow. It's just how women are designed. Like, I think, now personally, I call all women gold diggers, but I think that sounds a bit brutal. although it's the truth and no one can deny it, but it just doesn't sound very good to say. But it's the truth. They're gold digging hookers. That is the core purpose of their survival. Like, literally all the characteristics of gold diggers and hookers is literally what a woman does in existence. You see? But it doesn't sound good to say. I understand it. So I don't say it a lot. But that's just my honest, genuine logic on it. Literally everything every woman does are the same characteristics of gold diggers and hookers. It is what it is. They have to be gold diggers and hookers because they have to lure a man in to protect her and her offspring. So the only way they can do that, the only thing they're really valuable for, is to open her holes and smile and, you know, have sex with the man and give him some food from time to time. So yeah, that's my brief explanation on that. But back to the original topic, yeah, watch. Raise your value. I would say, my thoughts were to bring a woman into a room with you. But that can even go, I think that has a fairly decent failure rate. I would say the more safer rate would just be buy a $30 to $50 ring from a pawn shop, put it on, and just watch how life handles you after that. And I guarantee you will notice differences. You'll notice differences. You'll notice differences.